This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow His commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya Habab Rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, ذكرنا أكثر من مرة القرآن كتاب شجاع يقرأه الكثير من الجبناء. We've said many times that the Quran is a very brave book read by a lot of cowards. The book itself is brave. As a result of reading a brave book, you're supposed to become brave. But sadly, a brave book is read by a lot of cowards. Al-Quran la yakhaf. Quran is not afraid. Is not afraid of telling it like it is. Not afraid of being blunt. The Quran does not care how it makes you feel, especially when it is telling you truth. Not that the Quran does not care about your feelings, but in the delivery of truth, your feelings are irrelevant. You, meaning the reader of the Quran. تأمل معي في كتاب الله. شوف القرآن هذا نازع على أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, listen to these verses where the Quran is addressing the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And through them addressing us as well. يقول ربنا ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجزى به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا. It is not in accordance to your wishful thinking, nor is it in the accordance to the wishful thinking of the people of the book. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا Whosoever is guilty of any evil, they shall be receiving its requital. وَلَا يَجِدُ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا And besides Allah, they will find no protector, nor will they find any helper. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ موضوع النجاة, موضوع الثواب, موضوع النجاة في الآخرة, موضوع العقاب ليس بأمانيكم وفي قراءة ليس بأمانيكم. Quran here is talking about this idea of reward, punishment, salvation, success, prosperity in this life, in the hereafter, does not take place in accordance to your wishful thinking. You Muslims, by virtue of saying that I am a Muslim, doesn't mean anything. By virtue of saying, I am a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doesn't mean much. وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ And also it's not going to be in accordance to the wishful thinking of the people of the book. What did the people of the book say? قَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودٌ أَوْ نَصَارَى The people of the book say, separately, only those who proclaim we are Jews, we are Christians, will be admitted to paradise. قالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودات. They said the hellfire will only torment us for few numbered days. قالوا نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه. They said we are the chosen people of Allah and we are His beloved. Allah said ليس بأمانيكم. You can do all the wishful thinking that you want. Ultimately, it is not your wishful thinking. It is not accordance to the wishful thinking of the people of the book. That's not how it happens. You can have all the claims that you want to say we are the chosen people of God. You can say that, but because you think it, because you say it, it does not make you so. Granted, we want to be chosen. We want to be special. I want to be special to my family. And I want my wife to think of me as being special. I want my kids to think of me as being special. I want my employer to think of me as being special. That is nice. Nice human nature. We want to feel valued, appreciated, recognized. Ultimately, the best recognition comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, أنا ما أعرف شعور مريم عليها السلام لما سمعت وإذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك واصطفاك على نساء العالم. شعور. طب إيش فكرت هي؟ You know, when you think about it, in the Quran it says, and remember when the angels called upon Maryam, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and they said, oh Mary, Allah has chosen thee. Allah has purified thee. Allah has chosen thee over all the women of the world. Man, I don't know how Maryam alayhi salam felt when she heard that. That is a special. For Allah to say, you are chosen by me, man, that is a special, man. That is a special. And that is why, as believers, we make a distinction between those who claim to be a master race and those who hope to be chosen by God. A master race is nothing but a race. Chosen by God is about fulfilling a covenant that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A master race looks for people to master over. Chosen by God, they want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A master race cares about power. Chosen by Allah care about those who are powerless. A master race, their virtue is pride, honor. Chosen by Allah, their virtue is humility. A master race wants to worship themselves. Chosen by God, they want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran alludes to this, suggesting that you believers, followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have an opportunity to be the chosen people of Allah. A master race is a club that is exclusive. It's only for the elite. Chosen by God is this big open hall where everybody is welcomed. Fulfill that covenant. What does that covenant look like? تأمل معي في قوله جل وعلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحوا. O ye who believe, bow down, prostrate yourself before Allah, worship your Lord, واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير, and do good, لعلكم تفلحون, so that you may be prosperous. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير يأمرون بالمعروف ينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. And let there be a nation, that a group of people that rises from amongst you. What do you do? يدعون إلى الخير. They call people for good. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They enjoin that which is good. يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They forbid, eradicate that which is evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these types of people, in the estimation of Allah, are truly those who are prosperous. Remember, we said a master race is just a race. People who want to be chosen by God, they would have to fulfill the covenant with them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I am hoping and I am wishing to be part of those who are chosen by you by virtue of me fulfilling this. قالوا الأماني هي الرغبة في السعادة والمتعة والرفعة دون عمل. كيف إن شاء الله؟ I would say, you know, this idea of wishful thinking Wishful thinking is nothing but that. You have wishful thinking in attaining prosperity, in attaining happiness, in being elevated. You can wish it all you want, but say you wish it without wanting to do any work for it. So now believers, if they want to be of those who are chosen by Allah, they must fulfill this covenant. What does that covenant look like? كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are indeed the best of people erected for mankind. What do you do? تأمرون بالمعروف تنهون عن المنكر تؤمنون بالله. You enjoin that which is good, you forbid that which is evil, and you believe in Allah. ترتيب غريب. المفروض ربك استغفر الله العظيم مش المفروض ينتظر أن يقال تؤمنون بالله تأمرون بالمعروف تنهون عن المنكر. لكن ربنا سبحانه وتعالى أخر تؤمنون بالله. Say they see the ترتيب, the order in these verses is a bit mind-boggling. Allah said that you were best ummah erected for the benefit of mankind. What do you do? By virtue of doing what? Said you enjoin that which is good. You forbid that which is evil and you believe in Allah. We would assume that what makes you special is that you believe in Allah, you promote that which is good and you forbid that which is evil. But then the Quran does the opposite. See, in English they say, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. How much you know is irrelevant. How well you talk about God is irrelevant. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. But then there is also something vague. تأمرون بالمعروف. طب إيش هذا المعروف يا رب اللي أنت عايزني أنا أأمر بهذا المعروف؟ إيش هذا المعروف؟ ينهون عن المنكر. يا رب طب إيش هذا المنكر اللي أنت عايزني أوقفه أو أنهى عنه؟ Then the Quran speaks about this idea of you enjoying that which is good, but Allah does not define that which is good. Forbid evil, Allah does not define that which is evil. So what is that you want me to do? قالوا أعرف معروف أكبر معروف أن يدعى إلى التوحيد وإقامة العدل. Say that the biggest, the best of goods, the goodest of goods is calling people to tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the establishment of justice. That is the goodest of goods, the best of goods. Calling to the oneness of Allah and calling to the establishment of justice. Ankaru munkar, the worst of evil, shirk wa zulm. Associating others with Allah and injustice. That would be the most evil that threatens our well-being. So Allah said, you believers, engage in this and you shall prosper. In this life as well as in the hereafter. إخواني هذا القرآن كتاب عجيب. Now this Quran is such a wonderful book. We've all been watching what's happening in South Africa. We salute the people of South Africa. Love the people of South Africa. May Allah bless and guide the people of South Africa. Because it takes courage for people to do what they have done. تعرف إيش علمنا القرآن؟ ليسوا سواء. The people of the book, Allah tells us, are not all the same. Some of them come in the form of a Zionist thug who claim to be the chosen people of God, where God has given them the right to kill innocent people, to take that which does not belong to them, violate every single covenant that they have with God, every covenant that they have with other people. They claim to be of the people of the book. We do not acknowledge them as such. They can say whatever they want. By the end of the day, they are nothing but thugs. Not only that, but they believe that God gave them that land while simultaneously also they believe that God does not exist. So Allah tells us, listen, these people are not the representation of the best of the Jews. They don't. So believers, be fair. لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ The people of the book are not all the same. Tell us, Allah, مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ Of the people of the book, أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ Of the people of the book, there is a group of people. قَائِمَةٌ They stand firmly. They are upright people. يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ They recite the verses of Allah during the night and they humble themselves to these signs. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ They enjoin that which is good. يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ They believe in Allah, the day of judgment. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ They enjoin that which is good. يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ They forbid that which is evil. وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ And they vie with one another into the doing of good. وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And such people in the estimation of Allah are amongst the righteous. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ And whatever good they do, Allah is fully aware of it. And they will not be denied the reward thereof. May Allah reward them best. You've got to love people who stand up for justice. You've got to love people who stand up for justice, man. أَعْرَفُ مَعْرُوفُ إِقَامَةِ الْعَدْلِ The best of goods is the establishment of justice. This idea of chosenness is a wicked idea. The idea of being a master race or that people are chosen because they say so, that's a wicked, wicked idea. If you believe it, without really doing any work for it. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ It is not by your wishful thinking nor the wishful thinking of the people of the book. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ Whosoever commits evil, they shall be held accountable for what they have done. There is a lot of evil taking place there, man. There is so much evil that is taking place, it sounds like we have gotten used to it. Last time I gave you an example. And well, we said that somebody decided that they were going to put chronologically, list all the dead people in Gaza, but list them by age. And you had to go up to page 7 to find the first time somebody that was 1 year old. If we were to do this today, you would have to read page 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, before you get to somebody that's 1 year old. Allah intaqim minhum. May Allah curse each and every single one of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah said, remember, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ Whosoever does that evil, they will be held accountable for the evil that they have done. You can say we are the chosen people all you want. You can say it all you want. It does not make you as such. Your evil is still evil. Doesn't matter what you call it. It is still evil. And that evil one day, it will come back to you. Wallahi, it will come back to them. Ya Rabbi, it comes back to them while we are all alive to witness it, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. We know it will happen. Wallahi, I want to see it. Wallahi, I want to see it. Because what is going on, man, it's just... A wrong man. You know what's even sad? The weapons that are used, we pay for it. We pay for it. My tax money, your tax money, her tax money, they're paying for this. As they say, smart bombs sent by dumb politicians. And these politicians are not just dumb, they're evil. Wallahi, they are evil. Wallahi, these people are evil, man. How can you witness this and not be moved by it? How can you see this and not want anything to be done about it? See, you do it today because you have power. It's very easy to beat on your chest when you're winning. That is very easy. But one day, you're going to be the recipient of whatever it is that you're doing today. Remember, we don't wish people ill, man. To me, them being the recipient, I don't want to see innocent people dying. I don't want to see innocent children being killed. That's not what I want to see. But whoever is doing it, I want to see them pay that price. We want to see that. Wallahi, I will celebrate that day. And I know that a lot of people will be celebrating that day. Because that's when you know, the thugs are paying for what they have done. But the message here is this. Claiming to be chosen does not make you chosen. Be you a Jew who believes in being chosen by God? Be you a Christian who believes in this vicarious atonement? Be you a Muslim because you say you are a Muslim? Allah said, be careful. Be careful. You are not granted anything by your wishful thinking unless you work for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who work for it, Ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Remember we said when this started back there, said that one thing that we do as believers, we are not downers. We do not suck the energy out of one another. We do not share bad news that further depresses us. We see what is going on. We see what is happening. What is happening is wrong. But we also want to celebrate a lot of the good that is coming out. You've got to love the people of Gaza, man. You've got to love the way that they're fighting back. With absolutely nothing, doing their best, and we wish them all the best, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. واحد قال والله الآن من أجمل الأشكال الهندسية المثلث الأحمر. يا ربي زيت المثلثات الحمراء. والله أجمل شكل هندسي هذه الأيام المثلث الأحمر. يا حلاوة المثلث الأحمر يا جمال المثلث الأحمر والله يا رب كتر من هذه المثلثات يا رب. So much so that people nowadays that these few glimpses of hope that people get said my favorite ايش الهندسة geometry shape said my favorite geometry shape nowadays is the triangle, the red one. You all know what I'm talking about. Love the red triangles, man. We want to see more of these red triangles. Make us happy. Don't be afraid of expressing that happiness. Because a lot of people openly support the wickedness that they see. I'm not afraid of saying, man, I love them red triangles, man. I love them. Wallahi, I love them. I celebrate each and every one of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. If anything, I want to see more of them. More and more of them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Because injustice is evil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raja' al-sahabat min al-habash. Inshallah, we say this and we conclude. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Habash. His companions came from Abyssinia. Talking to his companions, he said, حدثوني عن أعجب ما رأيتم. He said, tell me, you know that this was a foreign land that you went to. What like some of marvelous and strange things that you've witnessed while there? Companion said, Ya Rasulallah, Ra'aytu farisan ala hisan, aw ala farasihi. He said, Prophet of Allah, I saw this young boy, or this young man. He was riding a horse, while this elderly woman, she was carrying something on her shoulder. تَحْمِلُ فِي رَأْسِهَا. And she was walking. And this young man, seeing that she's an elderly, weak woman, he comes. And with his foot, he pushes her between her shoulder blades. So as she's walking, he pushes her between her shoulder blades and she falls down. And whatever it is that she was carrying falls down and it scatters. And he was roaming around her on his horse and he was laughing. Woman looked at him and she said, Ya Lukka, ستعلم غدا إذا وقفنا بين يدي الملك ما تكون وما أكون. He said, You jerk, tomorrow both you and I shall stand in front of the king. And you will know what will become of you and what will become of me. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the story. And in reaction to the story, what does he say? لا قدست أمة لا يأخذ فيها الضعيف حقه من القوي غير متعتع. He said, the nation will never be prosperous when the weak are unable to take their rights from those who are strong while they're not afraid. You support such a system that will bring your demise. You support such a nation that will bring your demise. You become such a nation that will bring your demise. If we want to be of the chosen people, we've got to do the work. But remember, we cannot be critical of injustice over there when we ourselves are guilty of it. We cannot demand justice if we're not working for it. So please remember, every single small action of resistance counts. Somebody's being vocally speaking about the issue, send them an email. Thank them. Let them know that you appreciate what they are doing. Somebody's put a video that you like, make sure that you like. Make sure that you repost. Remember, these things, they may be simple, but wallahi, they make a difference. And that becomes part of our resistance. And most important, remember what Allah said, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. Do good. Don't just speak it. Do the good so that you can say, I want to be part of those who are chosen by Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are chosen by Him. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and them a full and speedy recovery. Ya Allah, grant our brother Mu'adh a full and speedy recovery, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Our brother Mu'adh Khan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a full and speedy recovery, Ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones have lost their way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to His way. Allahumma ya Rabbana balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Warzuqna fihi salih al-a'mali wal-aqwal. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-nar. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'mur bil-adl wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhul-qurba. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر الله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استوى استقيم واعتدلوا. A quick reminder, if you, when you leave the masjid, it will save you a lot of time if you make a right on Humphreys and a left on Pisgah. Making a left on Humphreys blocks you and others and also takes a lot of time. استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, we have a couple of programs or reminders. Tonight, inshallah, we have Healthy Living, which always happens the second Friday of every month. And tonight's topic is the journey through palliative care. And that's going to be instructed by Dr. Sean Khan. And it'll be right after Isha, inshallah. So Isha is at 8 p.m. and then Healthy Living will be right after it, as well as all the other Friday night programs that we have going on. Those will be continuing on tonight. And then not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, we have Miftah Institute coming to Memphis, inshallah. This is their first time in the city, and they're doing a conference called Anchored by the Quran. And it's bringing different speakers from across the nation, as well as three mashayikh locally. And that's gonna be going on from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Nassim Banquet Hall. So if you haven't registered for that, register for it. It's about $20 per person. And then they also have different ticket options for families, couples, and whatnot. But that's been being blasted through our emails, our text messages, all of our outlets, inshallah, social media as well. So if you haven't registered for it, register. There's going to be flyers on both sides too that you can pick up to get more details on how you can register for that. That's Sunday, January 21st, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., inshallah. Jazakallah khair.